I lowered him gently to the deck and dragged him out of sight behind a row of lubrication drums. I gently pried the box with the course tapes from his limp fingers. Before the mechanic could return, I was in the ship and had the lock sealed. I fed the course tape into the controls and punched the tower combination for clearance. There was a subjective century of waiting, during which eternal period of time I produced a fine beading of sweat all over my head. Then the green light came on. Step one, and still in the clear. As soon as the launching acceleration stopped, I was out of the chair and attacking the control panel with the screwdriver ready in my hand. There was always a remote control unit here, so that any core ship could be flown from a distance. I had discovered it on my first flight in one of these ships, since I have always maintained that there is a positive value to being nosy. I disconnected the input and output leads, then dived for the engine room. Perhaps I am too suspicious or have too low an opinion of mankind, or of Inskip, who had his own rules on most subjects. Someone more trusting than I would have ignored the radio-controlled suicide bomb built into the engine. This could be used to scuttle the ship in case of capture. I didn't think they would use it on me except as a last resort. Nevertheless, I still wanted it disconnected. The bomb was an integral part of the engine mounting, a solid block of Bermudex built into the casing. The lid dropped off easily enough, and inside there was a maze of circuits, all leading to a fuse screwed into the thick metal. It had a big hex head on it, and I scraped my knuckles trying to get a wrench around it and turn it in the close quarters. With a last grate of bruised flesh and knuckle bones, I twisted it free. It hung down from its wire leads, a nerve drawn from a deadly tooth. Then it exploded with a loud bang and a cloud of black smoke. With most unnatural calm, I looked from the cloud of dispersing smoke back to the black hole in the Bermudex charge. This would have turned the ship and its contents into a fine dust. "Inskip," I said, but my throat was dry and my voice cracked and I had to start again. "Inskip, I get your message. You thought you were giving me my discharge. Accept instead my resignation from the Special Corps." Chapter 9. My most overwhelming feeling was one of relief. I was on my own again and responsible to no man. I actually hummed a bit as I dropped the ship out of warp drive long enough to slip in a course tape chosen at random from the file. There would be no chance of an intercept this way, and I could cut a tape for a new course once I was well clear of the headquarters station. A course to where? I wasn't sure yet. That would require a bit of research, though there was no doubt about what I would be doing. Looking for Angelina. At first thought it seemed a little stupid to be taking on a job the Corps had refused me. It was still their job. On second thought I realized that it had nothing to do with the Corps now. Angie had pulled a fast one on me, pinned on the prize chump medal. That is something that you just don't do to slippery Jim DeGriz. Call it ego if you like, but ego is the only thing that keeps a man in my profession operating. Remove that, and you have removed everything. I had no real idea of what I would do with her when I found her. Probably turn her over to the police, since people like her gave the business a bad name. Better to worry about cooking the fish after I had caught it. A plan was necessary, so I prepared all the plan-producing ingredients. For one terrible moment, I thought there were no cigars in the ship. Then the service unit groaned and produced a box from some dark corner of the deep freeze. Not the recommended way to store cigars, but much better than having none at all. Nielsen always favored a rare brand of potent Aquavit, and I had no objections to drinking it. Feet up, throat lubricated, and cigar smoking, I put the think box to work on the project. To begin with, I had to put myself in Angelina's place at the time of her escape. I would like to have gone back physically to the scene, but I'm not that thick. There was guaranteed to be a trigger-happy Navy ship or two sitting there. However, this is the kind of problem they build computers to solve, so I fed in the coordinates of the space action where it had all happened.